Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The National Farm Machinery Show opens this Wednesday, running through Saturday, at the Kentucky Expo Center in Louisville. One person looking forward to it is Kim Rominger, CEO of the United Equipment Dealers Association.
We actually cover four states: Indiana, Michigan, Kentucky, Ohio. We've got about 750 members in those four states that are a variety of farm equipment dealers, outdoor power equipment dealers, and construction equipment dealers.
He says their fate on the ag equipment side is pretty much a reflection of what's going on economically for farmers who, in general, are in a downturn in the last season or two.
We'd had several good years, and lots of customers had been buying new equipment every year, and they were trading in equipment that wasn't that old. So there was a lot of good late model, high value used on lots, and when everything cycled down, customers decided maybe they'd hold on to equipment a little longer and not buy new. That kind of stagnated everything, and so we were left with lots of great used equipment on dealer lots. That kind of depressed things because dealers carry a lot of inventory. A lot of their cash is tied up in the trade value of that used stuff, and that has to be dealt with.
On the plus side, for some farmers who need to upgrade, there is some nice equipment out there with low hours and a used price, which might be just the bargain. And clearing that pipeline is a good thing overall. We'll be right back.
They're huge, and they're coming to the Kentucky Expo Center. Tractors bigger than your house. Hay balers the size of a Mack truck. Wheels taller than your living room. It's 1.2 million square feet of massive, powerful, heavy-duty farm equipment, and it's fun for the entire family. It's the National Farm Machinery Show, and it's bigger than ever. February 15th through the 18th. Visit farmmachinerieshow.org for more information. Admission is free.
Kim Rominger with the United Equipment Dealers Association is for sure a fan of the National Farm Machinery Show. He credits Kentucky leaders for their development of this asset and says its location didn't hurt a thing.
If you were going to draw a map around where probably 70% of the farm equipment is in the country, you could do it between 500-mile radius of Louisville, and you're going to encompass about 70% of all the farm equipment sold in the country.
From driverless tractors to remote-controlled equipment to the latest in aerial drone technology, there are about 1.2 million square feet of displays to take in.
National Farm Machinery Show is the place to be. If you want to see the latest and the greatest in what's going on, there's no place like Louisville in February in the National Farm Machinery Show. The premier show in the country, and I don't know that that's even arguable anymore. It's a great show, great place, innovation galore, and everything you'd want to see from top to bottom in the agriculture industry.
Running this Wednesday through Saturday at the Kentucky Exposition Center in Louisville. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.